It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Once a month, we will be bringing you highlights on happenings around Sierra County and Truth or Consequences. To learn more, Emily Guerra spoke with Main Street Truth or Consequences Executive Director Linda DiMarino about some of these events.
Elephant Butte Lake, as many people know, is really a reservoir, and the water is kept there, and then it's let out so that the farmers downstream can use that water for irrigation. So the water is only running for a couple months out of the year, and then they'll shut it off. So if you want to get to float the Rio, you should probably head on up there now. Also, another thing that people like to do in Truth or Consequences is hot springs. We have 7 hot springs hotels and 2 other establishments that have hot springs. And a lot of people would say hot springs in the summer. Nobody wants to sit in the hot springs in the summer. Well, as crazy as it may sound, if you're sitting in the hot springs and your hot spring is 104 or 105 degrees, which isn't too bad, and you get out and it's 100 degrees outside, it feels really nice.
And these are mineral baths for people who may have never been to hot springs, which that was the name of Truth or Consequences originally, right?
It was the name. Up until April 1st of 1950, Truth or Consequences was a game show originally on the radio, and then it was on television, and it was hosted by Ralph Edwards. And they put out a call. What community wants to change their name to Truth or Consequences? Well, Hot Springs, as it was called at the time, submitted their application. And it was chosen because the people at the Truth or Consequences game show had a lot of similar core values as the town of Truth or Consequences.
Like what?
Like specifically healing, because right now we have the State Veterans Home, but that was originally the Carrie Tingley Hospital for Crippled Children when polio was a big thing. And we had lots of natural healers in town. There was Magnolia Ellis, who was a natural healer. And people would come from all over the world to do a thing called the 21-day soak and then visit with Magnolia Ellis. So the whole healing component was what Hot Springs got to use to become Truth or Consequences.
So there's a lot of places to go then to get healed.
Oh, sure. We have, I mean, beside the hot springs, we also have massage therapists. We have people who do Reiki, acupuncture, all sorts of different healing modalities.
So another big event that's now getting started is your Second Saturday Art Hop.
Yeah, Second Saturday Art Hop. It's been going on for 14 years now. It was started by a group of gallery owners 14 years ago. We renamed it a couple years back because people would always say, when's that Art Hop? So now we call it Second Saturday Art Hop, so it's easier to remember. There still are people that ask, when is that Second Saturday Art Hop?
This is going to be August the 10th. And where do they start?
We have galleries and restaurants open, and there's music in lots of different venues. There's music around town, and you never know who else is going to show up. There's all sorts of other people. Sometimes there's buskers. Sometimes there's belly dancers. Sometimes fire spinners. Performance art, children's art exhibits. You just never really know what the Art Hop's going to look like. So we have 2 downtown streets. There's Main Street and Broadway. And both of those are the core downtown streets. So that's where Main Street is. It's right in the heart of our downtown commercial district. And if you were wanting to go to the Second Saturday Art Hop, if you were just wandering on either of those 2 streets, like in the core area, you would find someplace that was open pretty quickly. It does start at 6 o'clock. It ends at 9. And the problem we have with Second Saturday Art Hop is sometimes there's so much to do, it's hard to get around to all of it.
If you arrive early, you can get to go to the galleries.
Sure. Actually, you can even arrive earlier than that. I mean, personally, I would recommend coming on a Friday night, staying over in one of the hot springs hotels. doing a little shopping, heading out to the spaceport for a visit on Saturday morning. We have a brewery in town now that has really great air conditioning and beer. There's lots to do.
You talk about spaceport. Now, that's something that's bringing in a lot of people worldwide.
It is bringing in a lot of people. We have people coming in to do the tours for the spaceport. And then recently there was the competition that they had for all the college kids. We saw quite a few college kids in town.
You can listen to Emily's entire interview with Linda DeMarino at our website, krwg.org. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.